from when I was a bachur, was a Purim 20, 22 years ago, where there was a boy, from what I understand, a bachur, who was a ben Torah, who was killed on Purim when he was drunk driving. Rabbi Dr. Twersky on the radio said that every year the hospitals in Jewish communities, areas that have a large population of Jewish communities, are lined with bachurim, not a lot of girls, even a few girls, unfortunately, as well, who are close to death from over-intoxication. Rabosai, the odds are that most people in this room will not do Purim right. I'm not only talking about Bachurim, I'm talking about even Avreichim. Chazal say that Purim is on the Madrega. It's as high, the Zohar says, as high in the of Yom Kippur itself. Bear with me for 2 minutes. I want to share with you a ha'ara, I think a beautiful ha'ara in the psukim of the Megillah, what some would even call a lamdus, for 2 minutes, and then I want to develop a musar based on this lamdus. There's a stira in the description of what Purim is at the end of the Megillah. Perek tes pasuk yud tes. Alkein ha'yehudim ha'prozim ha'yoshvim ba'arei ha'prozos osim eis yom arba'os ha'l'chodesh ador. Simcha u'mishta v'yamtoiv u'mishloach manos ish l'reyehu. Here, the Megillah describes Purim as a Yom Tov. Chazal already noticed that in Pasuk Chav Beis, here, the description of Purim is a little bit different. At the end of the Pasuk, Lasos osam yimei mishte v'simcha u'mishloach manos ish l'reyehu matanos av yom. There's no mention of a Yom Tov. The Gemara in Megillah and Daf Hei Amud Beis said that Esther intended that Purim be a Yom Tov. But Klal Yisrael did not take Purim as a Yom Tov. Therefore, there are certain malachos that are permissible to do on Purim. Rav Yitzchak Sirotskin points out that there are other chilukim in the psukim. If you take a look at Pasuk Yud Tes, look at this amazing diuk. He says, not only is Yom Tov mentioned in Pasuk Yud Tes, but it's also described as Simcha U'mishta. Yet, in Pasuk Chav Beis, it says, Yemei Mishta V'Simcha, the opposite. First the Mishta, then the Simcha. What happened? What changed? I'd like to add maybe a little bit of a Harifus. Also, Matanas Levyonim is only mentioned in Pasuk Chav Beis. It's not mentioned in Pasuk Yutes. You know what the answer is? Esther wanted Purim to be a regular Yom Tov. A regular Yom Tov has a mitzvah of Simcha by itself. Destiny, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, designed that Purim be a Yom where there's a Mishta, and the Simcha has to come from the Mishta. You'll say to me, what's the difference whether it's a day of Simcha and then there's a Mishta, or there's a Mishta which is followed by a Simcha? So first of all, I'll give you two nafkaminas that I heard from Rav Nevensal. Number one, this is a collector's item. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Zatzal's Chassid Rasha, was on why Purim is not a stira to a chasana, why we don't say Eimarv and Simcha b'Simcha. He said, Purim itself is not a Yom of Simcha. The Mishta produces the Simcha, if I understood what my Rebbe had said correctly. Rav Nevensal also says that it could be that on any Yom Tov of Chas v'Chalila, a person doesn't have wine, he makes a Shechiyonu on the Yitzum HaShel Yom, on the day itself. But when it comes to Purim, Purim's not a Yom of Simcha, it's a Yom of Mishta. That's the Yom. It's a day of Mishta. It's not a Yom Tov, it's all partying. And partying, that most of Klal Yisrael missed the point of what the partying is all about. But it's a yom where the whole essence of the day is one big mishteh, and it's not a yom tov. What does that mean? How's that relevant in terms of our own avoda? And what does the Zohar mean when the Zohar says that the day of Purim is higher than Yom Kippur itself? And of course, when we internalize what the Zohar is saying, then we could realize that it's no coincidence that the day, unfortunately, by so many, doesn't reach what it's supposed to be. Kol mekudesh mechavero, mechurav yosa mechavero, the Ramban says. If the potential of greatness of Kedusha is so high, then people will steep chas v'chalila to terrible madregas as well if they don't get to the essence of what it's all about. What is the key in Avodas Hashem? What's the essence of our Avoda? The essence of a Ben Torah's Avoda is what Avram Avinu taught us, and that is to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything. And on Purim, we go to every single part of the material world. The mechayev is to be osek in mishteh. We're osek in eating and drinking. There's no independent simcha. And if a person could find HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the yayin and in the basar, so then that is a ben Torah. A person who drinks and what comes out is ruchnius, that's the essence, and it's really the essence of Avodas Hashem. It's at the core. And that's what the Zohar means. So Esther said, let's not roll the dice too far. Let's say, we'll give it a Yom Tov. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to challenge you and I, if we can make this day higher, only through Mishteh, without any other components to it. And we could add, by the way, if Esther wanted it to be a Yom Tov, maybe B'derech Harifus, so then there would be no Matanos L'Avyonim. For us, there's Matanos L'Avyonim, because it's a regular day of Chol, it's not Muktzah. But Rabosai, therein lies the tremendous challenge for us. Rabbi Katz says beautifully, Nichnas Yayin Yotzeso, the famous expression, does not only mean that when we drink, the secrets, our personal secrets come out, but the secret of Klal Yisrael comes out. The secret of Klal Yisrael is that we could find HaKadosh Baruch Hu in what the rest of the world finds vice. Everything that leads people, Lidei Aveira, other people, bars, clubs, v'chule, we could take that exact mitzvah. There's no other mechayiv except for the mishteh. There's no yom tov. And we could encounter HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the highest level of madregas. When I was in Tar V'das, I remember boys that were sitting in front of their gemaras, the whole zman. The words that came out of their mouth on Purim, Nichnas Yayin Yotzesod, was awful. When I was in YU, the same thing. There were a few terrible events that took place on YU campus when I was there. Nichnas Yayin Yotzesod. What is our essence? On the other hand, I remember in Tar V'das, I'll never forget it, Chaim Aryeh Pam, Rav Pam's grandson who befriended me, was drunk on Purim. We'll talk about what is the tafkid of getting drunk on Purim in a moment. And as we were dancing, he was totally drunk. The floor in Tar V'das was entirely slippery. And in such purity, he said to me, Chaim, hold on tight. The more slippery it gets, the more we have to hold on to each other. That's the sod. That's someone who feels a sense of ava, a sense of closeness that can't be expressed on a regular day. While the fellows were drunk in Rav Braunschweig's house, a boy started speaking, learning with Rav Braunschweig. He asked him a kasha in the sugya of Esther Karka Olam. His son, who was drinking and serving food from the kitchen, came running out of the kitchen. He said, Tati, that's the Shar HaMelech's kasha. Is that what's going to come out from us? a few basic guidelines, which are halachic guidelines, which are also mussar guidelines. In other words, the halacha is going to tell us how to be able to reach this madrega of nichnas yayin yotze sod. First of all, what the street calls pre-gaming has absolutely no makar in halacha at all. The Rambam writes clearly that the mitzvah to drink is on either, for if your Purim is Yudalid, the day of Yudalid during the Seudah, or on the day of Tezvav during the Seudah. Every other thing would be a bitla mitzvah. If the person comes in to the Seudah already inebriated, he was mevatel the mitzvah. That's it. Game over. The Rambam writes, and it's clear according to Ruba Deruba Poskim, the mitzvah is to drink wine specifically. A person who drinks whiskey, vodka, and so on, that person also has lost the mitzvah. And if you look in the Sfas Emes, and this is a debate, but I think based al derech hamusar, I think it's a dover poshut that the Sfas Emes is correct. The goal is not adelo yoda, to reach adelo yoda. The goal is to be sitting enmeshed in gashmias and to be full of halal and odah ta'kodesh baruch hu. It's not a goal of adelo yoda, but rather the whole tafkid is nichnas yayin yotze sod, is for a person just like the Yehudim in Shushan. In all the Esther Panim, they found HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a person to find dveikus in the Yayin and in the Basar. Just like the Megillah there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is not found, so too in the wine, the rest of the world doesn't find HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your tafkid is to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that Mishnah. I've never seen someone who did it this way, didn't drink whiskey, drank betocha su'uda. I've never seen someone like that not reach real madregas. If he follows this and keeps in mind that that's the tafkid. But the yetzer hara is so great. Kol ha'mekudesh mechaver acharav yoser mimenu, the yetzer hara works so hard and doesn't want us to get to that sod. Okay, Rebbe, so now I'm looking at the wine, I'm looking at the basar, but how am I going to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this? How do I go about it? So a couple very practical suggestions. First of all, Purim is a zman of tremendous cheshbon ha-nefesh. Chassidus, they say, there's nothing dearer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than a broken heart. For a person to really sit ala yayin and say, okay, the rest of the year, what's my relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Gashmias? Number two, if there's no idea of pre-gaming at all, so then that means that there's time to learn even on Purim itself, to be mechin for the Seuda. One of the biggest yisodos in Musar is the more a person prepares, the better he's going to approach that event. We spoke about this in the past. Mashara Shifcha Bayam, she remained a Shifcha because she didn't prepare herself. If a person's mechin for the Suda, then he'll come into the Suda as a Baal Madrega. Another Ha'ara. But along with the Cheshbon HaNefesh should come a real Hakaras HaTov. Hakaras HaTov to the Rabbeim that are sitting with us, who are mashpil themselves to sit with us. I can't get over how Rav Nevin sells mashpil himself to sit with every single Talmud, to be mechabed everybody. Hakaras HaTov to your Rabbeim. For a person not only to make a cheshbon nefesh on what they want to work on, but a cheshbon nefesh of who the people are that they have to have Hakaras HaTov to. To call one's parents, Rav Natan Schwartz suggested beautifully, a person should call their parents. If they're a little inebriated, that's okay. If it's just wine, Seder Gamur. Don't recommend calling someone from the opposite gender to ask for mechila, that I don't recommend. But to call one's parents and to be makir tov to them, and ultimately the zman is a zman of tremendous hodah and halal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person realizes that all this is lit in the psukim. That's all what the pasuk is saying. It's not a regular Yom Tov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us dafka to go into the Mishta and from the Mishta come out true Simchas HaYom Tov. So then he'll be zoche to reach the Madregas that the Zohar spoke about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mezakeh us.